Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood, where we are dishing on the biggest celebrity and entertainment news stories of the week. Brody, stop looking at me. You're making me laugh. For you guys who are not here with us in the room right now, Brody fractured his arm, and he's literally eating a salad with one hand.
And sorry, I thought we were here to record my ASMR for eating a salad.
Travis Cronin. Hi. And Miss Gwen Flamberg at Gwen Beauty.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Oh, my God. Like, what a day. What a day. This week is long, you guys.
This week is very long.
But there's a lot of fun celebrity news happening.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Packed.
Always.
We've got a lot of news to break down today. We're going to start with Ari and Lauren from The Bachelor Surprise. They have a bun in the oven. They are having a baby. And, of course, this is a huge shocker. I mean, when I got the call a few weeks ago about this, I'm like, what? They're pregnant? They literally are getting married in January. How the heck is this going to affect everything? But, no, they are pregnant. She is, a couple months along, and everything is still on course with their January wedding in Hawaii. They know what they're having. They haven't revealed it just yet. They're going to actually be sharing the sex right before the wedding. But I am really excited for these two.
Who called you? Was it their unborn child who called and was like, "Hi, Auntie Jen"?
Not that. How did you know? Oh, Auntie Jen, that sounds so creepy.
Did the baby send that Instagram picture?
Yes.
The baby was like, "See my sonogram. Look how cute I am. Put a filter on me and get it out there.
Sexy, or do I look too thick?"
Was the baby holding a rose in the womb? That is the big question.
I bet.
Obviously, but this is big news. I mean, this is like one of the most controversial couples to become engaged on The Bachelor. I mean, obviously, everybody remembers that Ari picked Becca, poor Becca.
She said
yes, they're in love. They literally were together while the show was airing. And then Ari changes his mind and realizes he wants to be with Lauren B, number two. And they're engaged. They're living together in Arizona. They're living this quiet, happy life together. And it looks like they're going to work out.
Who would have ever thought he was going to be a dad? From like his season, I never saw that happening soon.
And they are truly defying the haters, which, yeah. I mean, I think they're taking a little bit far if they're just defying the haters. You know, you don't need to go this far. But it's, I mean, she's also going to be a pregnant bride, which I love. I think like people who love pop culture and just like seeing pregnant people love seeing someone in a bridal dress, like pregnant, like trying to, you know, navigate feeling sexy, feeling gorgeous, and also feeling overwhelmed by emotion. It's exciting.
And
you know, my favorite pregnant bride ever was played by Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
When she played the bride, a.k.a.
Yes.
Beatrix Kiddo.
Here's hoping Lauren Burnham can be as badass as Uma Thurman on her wedding
day. Yes.
But you guys. I feel really bad for Becca.
Why?
She's
fine.
I feel bad. I know, but like, you know, a baby, it just sort of like, if you loved someone and then they're having a baby with somebody else, especially after they dissed you so publicly and horribly, it just reopens that wound.
Yeah, you still think about it for sure.
Well, listen, Becca is like living in Minnesota, has this hot ass fiance in Garrett. They're happy. They love each other. I am happy for both of them. I don't think Becca's actually thinking twice about this.
I hope she has a revenge baby. I hope she's like, now we're getting pregnant.
Revenge twins.
Revenge twins. We'll show them. We're getting
hopefully
pregnant with twins.
Their babies will be more attractive. No, I mean, Ari and Lauren are pretty hot. Oh, they're super
hot.
Just
they because
look
they're
like
attractive.
A bachelor and a bachelorette. Like, they look like they're like in the mold.
They look a little related.
Yeah.
A little related, she has like beach blonde hair and Arian is salt and pepper.
Whatever.
Well, I'm happy for them. Speaking of another bachelor couple, so Lauren Bushnell, who ended up with Ben Higgins, obviously they did not make it to pregnancy. They broke up. She was dating this super rich guy from LA, this guy Devin. They broke up in August. And now we're hearing this week that she is with country music star Chris Lane.
Who's so cute, too.
He is so cute.
I mean, he's super cute, and he's, like, famous AF, and, you know.
He's sort of famous.
Yeah, but, like, in the country world, he's, like,
he's attractive, and that gets you very far, too.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's a win.
We know that, you know, Lauren was actually at Stagecoach earlier this summer, right after Coachella, obviously, in late May, early June. She was there with her boyfriend, Devin, and she was spotted backstage hanging out with Chris.
Confirmed canoodling. Is that what this is?
Just confirmed meetings.
Sources tell us things were getting touchy and feely.
No. Crossover.
That's how
I like my stage actually was there with her boyfriend and like left him with her other friends to go behind stage and meet Chris and talk to him. And
And he was a big Bachelor fan. He was tagging all the girls.
That's a little creepy.
Isn't it that he's such a big Bachelor fan and like wants to meet all these girls and now date them?
Well, maybe he's into that, but that seems weird. That's like you don't.
Super fan?
It's very Slade going through the housewives.
Yes, it's like
County.
It's like Tom D'Agostino, like dating all those housewives on New York.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm getting those vibes.
I'm feeling hungover just when you mentioned Tom D'Agostino. Yeah, it's like I've gone through the drunkenness and now I'm on, you know.
I would love a martini right now.
Oh my God. No, it's actually funny. I mean, I feel like I hear from so many of my friends who are on The Bachelor how many celebrity super fans there are out there.
Like, listen, first of all, TV in general, anybody who's on TV, I swear they come into your living room like you feel like you know them. And then The Bachelor girls are like, how many girls do you know who, like, could be those girls?
Oh, totally.
You know, it's so, like, it's the reality. It's the most real of the reality. And I totally get why there are celebrities who are, like, super into those girls. It's like, those are the girls to marry.
And the guys. I mean, look, Sarah
Jen,
Hyland.
Get on the show. Get on the show. You should be on the show.
I wouldn't do well on that show. My patience level is so low.
And also, you're, like, too honest and
you're
too good.
Like you wouldn't be.
You're not a thirst trap.
You're too kind.
You're terrible at chess.
You're also too pretty.
Oh, well, that too.
I would be sitting at the Bachelor Mansion, like chugging the free wine, sitting in the hot tub, and just like literally, like just becoming friends with the girls, not wanting to like compete over this one dude.
You'd not be getting
competing. And I'd be over it by like day two.
Yeah, I think you have to go in guns blazing these days and be like,
oh, you have to have a plan.
You have to be like, who wants a four-way kiss? And like, be like, who wants to see pictures of my dead mom? Like, all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah.
But to that note, if I did psych myself up before I went in the show and I did go in with a plan, like I feel like I would maybe take it too seriously and then be one of those girls drunk in the back of the limo sobbing at 5 a.m. and then my life and career are over.
Oh, that I would.
And then
say.
I'd be like plugging
that.
Stuff on Instagram for like $5,000 a post. Yeah. And you guys would never talk to me.
Cha-ching! Because you wouldn't talk to us. You'd be like, oh, wait, you can't go to this restaurant? No, sorry, guys.
You mean you don't want some of my sugar bear gummies?
I sure do want your sugar bear gummies and the things that make my nails strong too. But, you know, people have dated, super fans have dated Bachelor stars. Like, Sarah Hyland dated Wells. Hello. That's
dating.
Like a...
Dated? Dating.
That's like a major win. I mean, if Jennifer Aniston asked one of these Bachelor boys, like, hey, let's go out. I saw you on the show. You would say yes.
Wait. You know, though, that Jennifer Aniston is a huge Bachelor fan. We reported this years ago.
Yeah,
so
no.
Jennifer Aniston,
if she did, you would definitely say yes. Like, she's a great super fan. But, like... Chris Lane dating, like if he's been after other Bachelor girls and then if he's going after Laura, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, come on, Ben Affleck and Kris Jenner. Who can forget about that?
Oh my God. I've tried to erase that in my memory.
I mean, that's something you just can't unsee in your brain. It's,
That was like one of my favorite Us Weekly covers ever.
This is amazing.
I would like to see them kiss. It just out of like a crane your neck and watch away. Not because I'm like, ooh, that's how I want to look. But just like looking at it.
It's like a car accident. You're not supposed to watch, but you
can't
stop.
Like a rainbow, and you're like, I'm not going to get to see these all the time.
Oh, Brody. Come on.
Bring them back. It's like
I wish you guys could see the face that I just made.
Gwen's eyes got so little and beady and angry at me.
My nose was like screwed up. I was like,
I like peed a little. I got so nervous over here.
Sorry, Jen. Sitting on her lap.
That was a disgusted face, the angry face.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We do have to check in with Ben Flanick, though. I feel like we've seen everybody, but him and Brad Womack came out, did The Bachelor for a couple of times, and then literally went to their lives, and we have not seen them since.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten like married and divorced. For sure.
Totally.
Last time we talked to him, he was like happily dating some girl.
What about the winery guys? He's
that was the wine guy.
That is the wine guy, Ben Flanick. Yeah. Not good enough for Gwen. Well, all right, here, next on to our next topic. Obviously, it's kind of sad, but it's the biggest news story of the week. Of course, are all the Forest California wildfires. I mean, it's affected so many celebrities, so many, normal, regular people out in California. And it's pretty heartbreaking to watch all these videos and photos coming out of California, of course, in Malibu or in Los Angeles area, but as well as outside San Francisco, which I think is getting a little less
media coverage.
Paradise, California.
Town of Paradise, which was like basically burned down to the ground. But, you know, in Malibu, the campfire, like I have to say, the Wolseley fire, Gerard Butler's house, that Instagram just shocked me. Could you imagine if your whole life was gone in seconds? And, you know, obviously, like, these celebrities have so much money. It's not about, like, the $4 million home, the $4 million. It's gone. It's like, this is like, these people's lives that are just, like, wiped out. It's horrible.
How about Robin Thicke and April Lavigne? I mean, they just recently had a baby.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with her second one. Their home was burnt to the ground, just like so many. But, you know, sources close to Rob tell us, I mean, they didn't even have time to save one piece of paper. Everything is gone. And Liam Hemsworth, of course, and Miley Cyrus. Liam shared
the
most dramatic photo on Instagram. and he said, it's been a heartbreaking few days. This is what's left of our house. And in the rubble, he spelt the word love.
Oh.
And he said, you know, many people in Malibu and the surrounding areas in California have lost their homes also. And my heart goes out to everyone who's been infected by these fires.
A lot of people died, which is really scary.
It's devastating. I was really impressed with Miley's post when she said, you know, the only thing that's important, my animals are safe and the love of my life is safe. And I loved seeing that, just that display of love for Liam. It's just so devastating.
She's thoughtful. I really like her a lot. Did Caitlyn Jenner's house burned down or get burned a little bit?
No, that was like a rumor, right?
Yeah. No, they confirmed that her house is still standing.
She didn't even know if her house had burned down at one point.
Well, I mean, it's scary.
You know, here's even like with the Bachelor Mansion, right? So the Bachelor Mansion has a little side cottage. That's where they film all the production crew kind of just watches tape and they edit everything. That was completely burned to the ground. The Bachelor Mansion was touched by flames, but it wasn't burned. A regular family lives there when they're not filming the show. And we were talking to the neighbors around the mansion and, you know, they blocked off all those streets. Mm-hmm. So these people had to flee and leave and they had no idea if their home was burned down or not because they couldn't go back and check. So from what Caitlyn Jenner was told, yes, the fire was on her property, but she didn't know if her home was burnt down or not until she was actually able to get to it. I mean, Brody Jenner was on his Instagram stories, was showing video of how close the flames were in his backyard. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah. And then also, didn't Kim and Kanye this is like an incredible example of privilege, but they hired private firefighters who, yes, their neighbors were thankful, but they like dug pits and kept the flames back from their property and other people's property, which is great if you can do that. But you know, there are hundreds, thousands of people who just see their homes engulfed by flames.
It's like, $600,000 or something for all of the something.
I mean, of course, the two of them can afford that, but most people can't.
No. And the fire moves so quickly, you're just have to sort of surrender to it. It's
Camille Grammer's house.
Oh my God. She just got married too. And it's that house that she raised her kids in.
Gigantic. Too. Just, the flames in that over thing was so crazy to see because the house is so gigantic. I'm just devastated.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, on to a little of happier news. I know. Channing Tatum and Jessie J.
Oh.
They are still going strong. I'm not going to lie. When we broke this couple a few weeks ago, I'm like, all right, this is going to be like a couple weeks. We're going to be sitting here talking about their breakup, but they are still going strong. Channing Tatum actually was in London on a Tuesday night, and he posted a picture of Jessie J on stage, which is the first time that he's confirmed that they're together. He said, this woman just poured her heart out on stage at the Royal Albert Hall. Whoever was there to witness something special, wow. So it seems like these two are like getting
pretty major.
Night.
I mean, that is very Instagram official, y'all. Like, that is serious.
Jessie J's mom was at the show too, and there's pictures of Channing with her mother in a box. So obviously,
new
he's
love,
met her mother.
New love.
She's
moving
met
too
his
fast.
Daughter.
Moving too fast.
They're Hollywood.
Like, pump the brakes,
it is a
my
little
friends.
Bit. I agree.
He doesn't he have like some film career to focus on? He's in like.
Well, I think he's
he Magic Mike
he's,
5.
No, he opened maybe. Magic Mike the live show, like the live show
okay,
in
so
London,
fine,
and Jesse went to
their
that.
Their schedules
so he's
dovetailed, but
too.
He's like at every concert, bringing Everly to some of the concerts. I'm
well,
like,
he shouldn't be bringing their daughter. I think it's a little too soon, unless. You know, guys, we don't really know when this started. It could have started before.
Yeah, I mean, she looks kind of like Jenna Dewan.
She
could have been with Jenna Dewan. I mean, this could have been
totally
Jessie J the
type.
Whole time.
Body doubles. No, but like, didn't we have really solid reporting that Channing and Jenna, that the relationship was kind of over for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like the last few months that they were working on their marriage, and then... You know, nothing happened. And then we hear a couple months later that she's dating this hot Broadway actor, Steve Kazee. And then he's like chasing Jessie J all over the world and like literally sitting backstage at her shows in Portland, Oregon. Like, it just doesn't match up to me, the two of them.
Not long term.
Why? Even short term.
Well, short term, I mean, listen, it's like fun and sexy. You know, it's like a new relationship is like fun and sexy.
But she
I can't see it getting
like
real, you know?
She looks just like Jenna. They both are entertainers.
Not
like it's
just
very,
like, I kind of like Jenna Suckle.
I mean,
little,
come on.
I mean,
okay. They look so Travis. Similar. She's an similar. Entertainer. I mean, she seems like just his type.
I'm into it. I'm down.
Me too. I liked it better when she was dating women, but whatever.
Which she dialed it back. She wasn't she one of those celebs who were like, I'm bi. No, I'm not bi anymore. Just kidding.
Yeah, she did do that a little bit.
Which is infuriating.
I was bi for a hot second.
Well, who wasn't?
Did you guys hear or see this Vanessa Marcel, this post that she put up about Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox? She basically said that the two of them, everybody remembers that Vanessa and Brian Austin Green met on the set of 90210, fell in love, got married, had a son. Now their eldest son, he's 9 years old.
No, they were engaged, not married.
Oh, they were engaged?
Yeah, they were never married.
Oh, sorry.
She was married to
Thank
Corey
you.
Feldman. I did a deep dive into her life yesterday, which was a very storied past that I forgot
totally
about.
Didn't remember that she was married to Corey Feldman.
Yes.
Wow.
Me neither.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were married for 2 years before they divorced, but her and Brian Austin Green were only engaged, and then they separated.
Okay, so then they had their son, who's now 12, Cassius, and she pretty much opened up on Instagram talking about her huge custody battle with Brian Austin Green and Megan. She said, 12 years ago, I served them legal papers. I've spent 8 years defending myself and my son in courts, you know, trying to get Brian and his stepmother, Megan, you know, they were trying to get full custody of Cassius, asking Vanessa to pay them child support, I'm sorry. They lost the case, but pretty much now Cassius is cut out of their lives. He hasn't seen his father or his two brothers in years. And she pretty much is opening about this, trying to help other parents fighting for custody of their kids as well. But who knew that there was such a dramatic battle happening behind the scenes?
And that he hadn't seen his son in like over a decade.
Yeah,
so
I'm like never here for a deadbeat dad. But obviously, I think there are two sides of the story. And I'm glad she has the platform of Instagram to speak out. I can only imagine she was frustrated because, you know, people had no idea what was going on. And we've seen celebrities speak out. Like Brandi Glanville has talked about the difficulties of co-parenting with people she doesn't get along with Brandi, with Eddie and Leanne. There's also been Tori Spelling and Dean with his ex, Mary Jo Eustace, and trying to get custody. Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz and his ex have had issues before. And that can spill out there, but it's unfortunate. And it's what happens. Also, I feel for Vanessa Marcel to have Megan Fox come in the picture. You're like, this woman, she's like such a badass. She's a superstar. She's gorgeous. And she's like also, you know, now in cahoots with her ex. It's tough.
I said earlier that Cassius, I think, was 12. He's actually 16. So she has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he hasn't seen Brian.
12
years. Yeah, in 12 years. And he's actually never met his younger brother, Journey,
who's crazy. That's true.
Which is nuts. But yeah, I think it's kind of interesting too when you see these celebrities. Who have such public lives, and then you find out about these secret, you know, secret things and secret drama that they're going through behind the scenes, and it kind of makes, I don't know, kind of makes them more relatable. Like, they're going through things that normal people are going through every day.
That's, I want to know why he cut his, like, son out of his life.
I mean, something.
Well,
they
said 5 years ago that's when he cut them out of their lives.
5 years ago.
And his younger brother's lives.
But Brian Austin Green has always seemed, like, so, like, kind of normal.
Has he?
Yeah. You know?
You know, he seemed except for, remember, they, like, split. Megan and Brian split, and then she got pregnant, and they were, like, officially got back together.
Yeah.
I mean, very relatable. But, he seemed like a nice guy, but you never know what's going on beneath.
You guys, I loved Las Vegas.
What?
I love Las Vegas. Vanessa Marcel was in Las Vegas.
Oh. I was like, good share, friend.
Not the city, the show. Vanessa Marcel and Molly.
Yeah.
She gets a comeback. So we haven't seen her. She's
well,
so
that's
hot.
The thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's kind of like nobody's been thinking about Vanessa Marcel because she hasn't been doing anything. But like,
except for trying to get her deadbeat ex.
I feel terrible for her. I feel sad for her.
Yeah, I do too, of course. I mean, now I'm sure the roles will start coming in because she's back in the spotlight, unfortunately. Like, let's be real. That's how Hollywood works.
Well, what did you say will be coming in? Like money? Either that or severe legal papers will be come flying at her from Megan and Brian.
But it seems like they've already had so many legal papers going through. I agree. Listen, she poured a lot out into that Instagram. If they didn't have a heads up before that was posted—
Sure.
Yeah, you can be sure that they should be pissed. I mean, listen, there's two sides to every story. I'm sure both sides did negative things, but yeah, to air out your dirty laundry like that on social media and put a 16-year-old kid who like is reading it and following you on social media, it's crazy.
Well, I think it's indicative of desperation and hitting a wall and being like, I need to do something and I can't be silent anymore. And as she said, she wants to share her story so other women can benefit from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I do think it's very much like, a story that's just like us, and it's very relatable, and a lot of real women have issues with their exes and their, you know, exes' partners and their custody arrangements, and it's just, I just think it's really sad.
Yeah. I'm no longer with my ex, and now he's dating someone who looks like Megan Fox. It's literally, it's war.
Right?
Yeah.
That is sad face right there.
That
devastation.
That is.
All right, Mindy Kaling, I feel like I can't love her more and more, but she sent out a tweet on Tuesday asking her followers and her fans to send her questions, and she would answer some. So this girl, Amira Khan, she tweeted at Mindy. She said, you know, Mindy, you've liked my tweets. Please notice this one. I'm starting chemo soon. Can you come hang out with me during a session? Which is kind of crazy. So obviously, Mindy Kaling saw this on Twitter. She retweeted, the tweet, and she replied saying, "Hey, lady, I truly wish I can come chill with you while you go through this. I'd love to send you some fun distraction materials. I will have someone get in touch with you about it. Best of luck from the bottom of my heart." Well, we actually spoke to Amira Khan. She spoke to Us Weekly exclusively. She said, "You know, Mindy has been one of my favorite celebrities. I feel like she just very genuine, sincere," which I agree with.
Totally.
And she just feels like a friend without actually knowing her. She started crying when she saw the tweet, made her that happy. She hasn't heard anyone from her team yet, but she's hoping she does, and she's really excited to get these goodies from Mindy. Like, Mindy, send this girl goodies, like, today.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like things from The Office set. You know, I'd really be impressed by Mindy if she could reboot The Office. This is great, and this is nice, but come on, reboot The Office, Mindy.
That's what Amira really
needs.
She's
working on rebooting things.
Yeah, but I want, like, The Office. Show us some pictures of your baby. Tell us who the baby daddy
is. You know what?
Come on, really give us what we need.
I think it's BJ. I still think it's BJ.
Do you think?
I do.
Do you think they actually had sex, or do you think they, like, he gave her sperm?
Could have gone either way.
Oh, I don't think they had sex. They're, like, best friends.
You've never slept with a best friend?
I mean, before they came my best friend.
Ditto.
Yeah, just to warm it up.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I always do it the other way.
Oh.
Bad. Then you don't talk for a few years.
That's true. Just to end the friendship. You're like, I don't know.
Until you get the invitation to their wedding.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
And then they stay with you the night before the wedding. It just gets weird. God. But, you know, guys, I don't know. But I would like to see that baby a little bit more, because I think that everybody really relates to Mindy and just wants to be more, you know, supportive of her life.
And it's always nice when you see celebrities actually respond to tweets like that, instead of like, oh my God, Mindy, you're so pretty, you're so popular. She obviously reads her tweets, and it's kind of nice that she acknowledged it and is actually trying to help this girl.
Yeah, but back to Gwen's point, why can't she exploit her child on Instagram like everyone else? That's what we deserve as her adoring fans in the public. That's what
I'm
used to. I
like her more because she does not.
No, I want to see your baby's face. I want to see you breastfeeding. Not in a creepy way, but just in a celebratory way.
SpawnCon.
I want SpawnCon. I want you to be getting ads and like using your baby for them. I want everything to be sold and shared.
Guys, this Fat Fun tea really helped me snap back before babes. My baby was a little chubby too, and I put a little in his formula.
Yeah. Yeah, your baby's taking the like infant laxative hair care tea. Items.
Totally.
She's so talented though, and amazing.
She is talented. She's very smart. She's very funny.
I like her. I'm Team Mindy all the way. Can we talk about Lisa Vanderpump and all the girls at Beverly Hills of Housewives? What is going on?
Yes.
Brody?
Well, so in the beginning, we were hearing that, obviously, some sources were telling us that the women were ganging up on Lisa. She had given...
As always.
Well, I mean, this has happened several times throughout the series of the show. And a source told us that Dorit had adopted a dog and then gave the dog away. And then Lisa was upset about it. Then Lisa publicly denied that this was happening, but sources told us that it had actually happened. Lisa was separating herself from the women. Other sources told us that the women were ganging up on Lisa. There was a photo shoot where Lisa did not participate with the other women. And so it's been ugly ever since. People have noticed on social media that the other women of the cast, Dorit, Lisa Rinna, Teddy,
Erica Jane,
have been posting without Kyle Richards, have been filming and posting without Lisa Vanderpump, who's only been filming with, you know, newcomer Denise Richards and with Camille Grammer. So it's strange. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump has been on there since the beginning. Now people are thinking she actually might leave. You know, she still has Vanderpump rules, but it would be very strange to have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills without the iconic Lisa Vanderpump.
Let me ask you a question, because
yeah,
you're clearly more of
emotionally
a
invested
Real Housewife watcher than I am. My perception is that Vanderpump Rules is more successful now than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It gets more chatter. I think it has
a
younger...
Yeah, they're jealous. Everybody else is jealous of Lisa.
You know what?
Queen.
That's what I think some people have said. You don't really see the other women supporting Vanderpump Rules on social media the way... They're not, like, tweeting about it. It's interesting. She's the only one of that group who's had a successful spinoff.
That's right.
But it's just strange that every single season, everyone has a problem with Lisa. And I want to like her because she's such an icon. But if everyone's angry at you, it's not them.
Well, one could say, on the other hand, the common denominator there is Lisa is the problem. So, maybe she's
Possible.
Problematic. Yeah,
I think she is.
One source told us that the women had caught Lisa in a lie. Another source told us that Ken and Kyle and Lisa got into like a screaming match, and Ken told Kyle never to come back to their house again. So it's ugly, because to see former very close friends pitted against each other, and it's hard. It happens a lot on Housewives, but if it's going to actually lead to Lisa's ouster, you see a lot of fans in the comments on Instagram being like, where's Lisa Vanderpump? I'm not going to watch a show unless LVP is on there. I mean, I doubt if that'll happen, but it would be strange to lose her and to not have this storyline resolved.
Yeah, I don't know.
Agree.
I can't wait to see.
I think I can do it without Lisa.
I think they need to bring... If they bring back Brandi Glanville,
that would be
incredible. They also bring back Yolanda and Taylor Armstrong. We need like old cast. Dorit.
She could be a friend. Yeah, she could be
a
friend.
Erica Jane, I love her. No, like, I really love her.
But I do think like Lisa Rinna and Brandi Glanville would like throw it down and actually like fist fight.
So would Erica Jane and Brandi Glanville. Brandi Glanville is a liability.
Taylor Armstrong too.
Taylor Armstrong is great, and she's like empowered. And that's like when Camille came back as a friend. She's sassy. She attacks. Yeah, you need people who are real. And sometimes, you know, without them, these women get so obsessed with their image. And it's like, just show me with my kids. It's boring.
What was it? What's the psychic's name? Who was like
oh,
doing the
Oh, my God.
Movie?
Alison Dubois.
Oh, my God.
I want to see
Party from Hell.
I want to see Alison Dubois as a full-time friend.
Her Instagram is it's actually fascinating. She posts every once in a while. You're like, what? She was just officiating a wedding. I'm like, who got Alison to officiate their wedding?
I would get married just so that could happen. Yeah. I watched that Dinner Party from Hell at least once a year.
I love that.
Your husband will never fulfill you.
Amazing. All right, on to our last topic. Sorry, Brody, you're like totally out of this, but Gwen, Travis, and I went to the Victoria's Secret fashion show last Wednesday night. I haven't eaten since, but it was pretty amazing. I loved it. I mean, all the girls obviously looked amazing. All the musical acts killed it. Kelsea Ballerini
Ballerini's body looked as good as any of the girls on that catwalk.
Oh, totally. She was like perfectly like glowing. Oh, she had gorgeous. The best spray tan ever. Mm-hmm. She's super fit. I mean, super from what fit. We know, she's actually been really keeping an eye on her workouts and her fitness. Chainsmokers, I loved, obviously.
So cute.
Shawn Mendes.
The struts were so good.
Struts
were
great.
Amazing. I've never been that into the struts, but now.
I'd never even heard of them until the show, and they were so good.
Oh, I love that we were like hanging out with a couple of them at the after party.
Yeah, I really like Jed the bassist. He was really cute. Yeah. He's dating Jade from Little Mix.
I love it. I love like all those British boy and girl bands like mixing and getting together.
Cute. Yeah, cute. We were all up in the VIP watching Bella and The Weeknd and Luca like – you know, use some recreational, possibly legal medical substances right there
you
next
guys,
to him.
You guys, I missed the after party because my feet hurt.
You should have come.
I went home, but I really am bummed that I missed the artichoke pizza and the Shake Shack burgers.
Travis, tell the story.
Oh my God, that's honestly why we go, first of all, because they have a million artichoke pieces. Artichoke pizza is the best pizza in the world, Shake Shack. So we were standing back there, and then we saw Bella Hadid like come back with her friend and literally stand next to artichoke pizza and like eat one slice and like eat another and then take a bite of a burger and then eat French fries. And
I can confirm
fantastic.
As well.
Wow, Bella.
We were just watching it happen.
Go queen.
Well, not before the show.
No, my God. She's not an amateur, but she's like a woman gone wild, like unleashed.
They literally, like, because they're serving food, like, in the ultra VIP, but I think she came down just to be around all the food and, like, literally one security guard and her friend, and they just sat and she just, like,
was it a normal size slice?
No, it was half.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like, damn, girl, like, putting down those two slices and then a bite of a burger, that was impressive.
And ice cold French fries, can't forget about those.
Yo, those were so good. I liked them cold from Shake Shack.
But it's also amazing, like, seeing all these supermodels who probably haven't eaten in, like, a week, as, like, neither would I.
Broccoli diet, right?
Yes.
Tell us what you
were.
Heard on the carpet.
Oh, my God, that was ridiculous. We put it on our Instagram.
Oh,
so
my God.
Dylan Sprouse brought every single Shake Shack burger on the red carpet in this big bag for his girlfriend, Barbara Palvin, who was walking in the show. And I was like, you know, have you been dieting with her? Sort of sitting, he's like, yes, it's like we've been eating cauliflower and broccoli and like nothing. I was like, it's like it's a very gassy household. So he's like, all we've been doing is like hanging around, like farting with each other because all they've been eating is cauliflower and broccoli based items.
That's disgusting.
But I know.
That's like, I'm like so open minded, but that is even too much for me.
I mean, that's an overshare.
Listen, those are the best.
Broccoli farts?
No, those aren't the best. The overshares are the best. Cauliflower farts are the best, actually.
No. I'm going to call you Captain Cruciferous.
What does she mean?
And Shawn Mendes was at that after party just looking so fine. He was like the star of that. Everyone wanted to see him. Everyone wanted to be next to him and like touch his sexy, sexy body.
Except for Hailey Baldwin. Justin Bieber land.
Oh God. Zed actually got on top of, well, not the stage, but like the little DJ booth in Avenue and was like shouting out for Shawn Mendes. He's like, Shawn Mendes, get up here. And like Shawn wouldn't go up.
No.
I'm like, come on, stop being so shy. You're freaking Shawn Mendes. Have some confidence. Like,
he's a baby.
Like Shawn Mendes to the DJ, but it's not like it's televised. It's just like at a nightclub.
I know. Loosen up, Shawn.
No, but really. The show was amazing. They're getting so much criticism now that for not being enough, not diverse enough.
They're not.
They did some really messed up stuff.
It was pretty
diverse.
Yeah,
I think that the interview with the head of production and marketing was really ill-advised. It was not, the quotes were really like not in touch with what people want to see and what people want to hear now.
Yeah.
And you know what? They do need to have a little bit more diversity. And, You know, I think that it is an interesting question about the brand reports that what they're selling is fantasy. So you know what? They need to get in touch with what fantasy means to today's consumer, and they need to tweak that show. Yeah.
I feel like Travis and I also were talking about during the show, like, the Bella Hadid, I mean, I will say this, like, she is so skinny. Along with a bunch of other
girls. So skinny during the show? Stella Maxwell. I was afraid
and
for.
And Halsey, but she wasn't one of the models. But
Stella Maxwell was,
there
like,
were a couple of, there were a few girls where we were looking at them and we're like, oh, okay, she looks normal. She doesn't look emaciated. But, you know, even especially with the girls modeling the pink line, I don't want to, like, obviously well, call
Barbara
anyone out
Palvin
by name.
Has an amazing body.
I think Gwen just said, yeah.
No, she has an amazing body. It's a real body.
Yeah, but she's not sticking bones, which is what you envision a Victoria's Secret model.
Right.
What they used to be like 5 years ago.
But it sends a weird message. And I think what Gwen was just talking about, you know, there's been a big call from consumers and viewers saying, where are the plus size girls? You do have racial diversity to an extent, mm-hmm. but then you don't have any trans or non-binary people. You have no one bigger than a size, I don't know what. But
four?
Yeah, but it's sending a message. And it seems like from that interview that they are standing behind it. So I think it dismayed a lot of people.
It's tough. And I have to say also, I am a huge fan of the Victoria's Secret brand and I love lingerie and I have been at Us Weekly for 10 years. And before that, I was at Fitness Magazine. I love reporting on bodies and body modeling. But I do have to say that right now in the middle of the Me Too movement, watching the girls in needle stiletto heels in lingerie with like giant wings teeter-totter down the runway, it felt a little bit like misogyny in motion. Mm-hmm. I do have to say that. It's, you know, the time is, the times have changed, and I think that the brand needs to change a little bit with the times.
Well, just as a women brand, and they're selling the heterosexual male fantasy, and they're selling to women, and they're selling women men's fantasies, I think that's what doesn't seem inclusive.
That's when they trip over it. Yeah, and they get held behind.
And it was like the Abercrombie & Fitch CEO when he was like, we don't make big clothes because I don't want like plus size people wearing my brand.
Yeah, and he got fired. Yes. So, bye.
Yeah, he's busted.
I mean, honestly, I really was hoping... And I don't know why, I just had like a feeling that they would include an Ashley Graham.
We needed Ashley Graham and Carmen Carrera.
Tess Holliday.
Beautiful women that,
you know, they definitely could sell Victoria's Secret products probably more than a Bella Hadid.
And my favorite moment was when Winnie gave her like little kiss at the end of the runway because she was the only, you know, really diverse person. And just seeing her, just that was like my happiest moment where I was like, it's so inclusive. She looks so happy. Everyone was happy
confident
to see someone different.
Yeah,
out there.
But that's the key, that she showed more confidence than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than a Kendall, more than Gigi, more than Bella.
Way more. She was shattering a glass ceiling because it's something you haven't seen before on that runway, which
That's
is important.
Right.
It sends a huge message. When you put people down there who don't have those rail thin body shapes, it sends a huge message to the younger girls and other people watching.
Yeah. That's right. I think this year definitely should have been more inclusive to other types of bodies and other types of women. You know, of course, last year's show, it was in the heat and the beginning, really, of the Me Too movement.
That's right.
But this year definitely could have been different, and they could have set a new message.
Gotta smash the patriarchy.
And yes, I know that it's a ratings bonanza, and it brings in so much money, but I wonder if they'll actually do it next year.
Well, we'll see. They have to listen. I think they have to listen to their consumer.
They will.
Like everybody else.
Well, this consumer says, bring back bathing suits, Victoria's Secret, because those were the best bathing suits
around. They were so
cute. Oh, my God, they were so
amazing.
They just fit so well.
No, no more. On that note, that's it for this week, guys. Thank you for listening in. Tune in next week where we'll be breaking down more stories. Tell your friends, subscribe, like, gram, tweet it. We'll be here ripping on more people next week, I'm sure. Bye, guys.
Bye.